Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night, it's Matty Garwood. And coming out of the Central Coast, we've got some brand new stuff from Alaska. So this is pretty raw and emotional. Her brand new one is called Lying to Myself. Catching up with her right now. Alaska, thanks for spending some time here on AusMade.
Hi, how are you?
I'm going really well. What about yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. Just enjoying a miserable day on the Central Coast. Definitely going to be writing something inspirational, I'm sure. When it's, you know, wet weather, it's always inspirational. There's nothing else to do. So maybe I should write a song about that.
Is that kind of the general process to your writing?
Sometimes they come at the weirdest moments. Like you get random melodies. Sometimes I'll find myself driving and I need to pull over just to record a melody into my voice memo.
It's
very dramatic. I remember when I first changed phones over to a new phone, I cried because I lost all my voice memos.
No.
It was so devastating, but I have not made that mistake this time.
Well, we're glad you haven't, because we are loving your banger with Lying to Myself. Tell us how this one came about and what it is.
I guess I've been in that situation, you know, guy or girl, and you're in a relationship, and sometimes I feel like people think that they can be stuck in it, whether it's they don't think they can do any better, or maybe they're just too comfortable to sort of see if they can. And the songs are really about the realization of maybe this isn't the right thing for me, and you know, I need to focus on myself.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a little bit of self-love.
For sure. And you've loved working with some pretty big names when it comes to like mastering and engineering with this too.
Yeah, I have an incredible team on this one, and you know, Rod McCormack co-produced it with me and he mixed it as well, and Chris Geringer from Sterling Sound in America was mastering it.
He's worked with some massive names like Lady Gaga with Born This Way. He worked on Rihanna's as well as a bit of Drake too.
Yeah, honestly, it just baffles me to even think that, because like when you're just talking to them, like he's so down to earth. you kind of forget about that, but it's crazy.
Well, you're starting to work up your resume quite well too, because with some of your stuff, with your writing, you've been featuring on some American TV.
Yeah, I was really lucky enough to have my debut single feature on Dynasty and Marvel's Runaways.
They're pretty good series as well. People are getting right amongst those.
Yeah, I actually was already watching Dynasty before I knew my song was going to be on it. So
imagine, how would you have felt if you were just watching it and your song came on the show?
It would be so crazy. I was just so excited when I was watching it because, you know, I knew the character. And they knew the storyline, and it was so cool to see how they used my song in a scene.
Excellent. Well, we can also catch it right here at home because you've been on some stuff like Home and Away as well.
Yeah, my last single got on Home and Away, which, I mean, I don't normally watch that, but my mum was absolutely up and down when I told her that. She was like texting me on some day saying like, you know what, I think it's going to be in this scene and I think it's going to be between these characters. And I was like, I don't know.
And what was the scene that it was in?
It was a scene between a couple and they were on like a road trip, like escaping.
Oh, so gotcha.
They would do anything for each other.
Yep. How awkward would it be if it was like a big sex scene and your mum's there waiting to watch it or something?
I actually think I would die. I'm so glad it wasn't and I wasn't sitting next to her when that happened.
Yeah, imagine that. You've got your grand round and your pop and you're all sitting there waiting for the song and it's a big sex scene.
It's funny that you bring that up because I remember once I got babysat by my grandma and we were watching Thelma and Louise and they have like that scene in there and she literally paused it so uncomfortable and said, I think it's time for bed.
Now, Alaska, what else are you finding inspo for going through into the rest of this kind of strange COVID year?
It is definitely strange. I mean, I've been, you know, writing a lot and recording and considering there's not much live music at the moment, but something that's been a really good incentive is the Great Southern Nights, which are putting on live gigs all over Australia and that. So I've got a few coming up from them, which I'm really excited about. And I definitely think it's going to be more inspiring to get back into it. And hopefully the gigs come back.
Well, we hope so too, because you've got a pretty good resume again, not only with the movies and the TV shows, but also for people you've opened for and shared the stage with, like Vera Blue, Peaky Ducks in the Gang of Youths. Who are some of the favourite acts that you've worked with?
I absolutely loved opening for Vera Blue. I think she's so incredible, such an inspiration.
Cool. Well, we're hoping that you have a few more nice experiences, particularly off the back of your brand new one with Lying to Myself. We're going to play it right now. Alaska, thank you so much for joining us here on AusMade.
Thank you so much for having me. Hey, this is Alaska, and you're listening to Lying to Myself on AusMade.